Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1626. Visible translated text is as follows, where they said that I had made the statement, but the same is absolutely false. It was published in the paper that Mr. Dot Bass Rosser, the city detective, got mad when I refused to swear against Leo M. Frank. I positively deny that I ever made any such statement to anybody. Mr. Dot Rosser merely asked me those questions necessary to get at what I knew about Leo M. Dot Frank. I never said to anybody at any time or place that I did not believe that my sister-in-law, Nellie Pettis, knew Leo M. Dot Frank. 18th ground. Mary Rich, sworn for the state. Sometime recently, Mrs. Dot Leo M. Frank and Rabbi David Marks and two other men came to see me to get me to make an affidavit. The affidavit was not true and I refused to sign it. Mrs. Dot Leo Frank said to me, "If you will sign this affidavit, you will take the rope from my husband's neck." I replied I could not tell a lie and to sign that paper would be telling a lie. One man with Mrs. Dot Frank and Rabbi Marks tore off a little piece of paper which was in his hands. This man was C.W. Burns. He said, "You take this paper." I told him I didn't want this piece of paper and he said, "This will not harm you, but you keep this piece of paper and it is just for you so that you will know it when you see it again." I took that little piece of paper and kept it. I showed it in a few minutes afterwards to Mr. F.P. Wellborn, a man that I have known a good long time and who was standing by when these people were talking to me. Afterwards, I took the piece of paper and gave it to somebody in the office of Solicitor Hugh M. Dot Dorsey. I have looked at the piece of paper attached to the affidavit signed by F.P. Wellborn, and it looks to me to be about the size and shape of the paper which Burke gave to me. Burke also told me that if I got in trouble that I might know the cause of it. My daughter Mary Rich read me out of the newspaper a statement to the effect that I had seen Jim Conley on April 26, 1913, at about 1:15 p.m. come out of the alley immediately in the rear of the National Pencil Company. This was the first intimation that I had of such a claim, and on April 1, 1914, I went voluntarily, without being sent for, to the office of the Solicitor General. He not being there, I voluntarily returned to his office on April 2, 1914, and I voluntarily made this affidavit. I deny emphatically that I saw Jim Conley come.